Discover personally how the Word of God can effect a change in your life through the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri. Reverend Victor Collins is a missionary to Guyana and serves as the senior pastor of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Georgetown, Guyana, South America, a thriving church that is making a difference in so many lives. Reverend Collins is a seasoned minister of the Word of God and has been ministering for over 15 years. He has a rare teaching gift and ministers powerfully under the anointing. Now listen to Victor Collins Isabri.
Let's welcome our brother Ziggy. Come forth and share your testimony.
Morning, church. I just want to share with you a little difficulties I was getting in my life. Because I normally fix my own weeding machine. I'm a landscaper. I normally fix my own weeding machine. Yes. And I was getting a very difficult time. About 4 days going into a week. And suddenly I end up on my landing fixing the machine. And I saw a snake in front of me on the ground. And a stick was there right next to me, and immediately I grabbed the stick and I pushed the snake down into the ground. I said, "Go back where you come from." Yes, with a vexation, because I was already vexed about not getting the machine to start. And after doing that, I sat down back and I started meditating. I said, "Man, please let this thing fix." And 2-3 pulls of the machine start. And right away, I feel glad. I even get to finish off weeding my neighbor yard, which he was asked me a couple days ago to weed, but just was waiting on me to get the machine fixed. And until now, I get to work all the time. The machine never go down back.
Yeah. Hallelujah! Amen. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, this morning we ask that you speak to our hearts, affect our lives, speak to us individually, and let your will be done. Lord, above all, I pray that you will not allow us to leave your presence same as we came. And let a bit of your glory affect our countenance, affect our innermost being, and change our lives. Thank you, O God, for a time well spent here in your presence. In Jesus' name, and somebody said, Amen. Wow, why don't you put your hands together for the Lord, and you may please be seated. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. Yeah. We're looking at, you cannot serve God alone. You cannot serve God alone. Exodus chapter 12 or chapter 10, I think. And verse 21. 10:21 a.m. Exodus chapter 10 and verse 21. And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch out your hand toward heaven, that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, even darkness which may be felt. If you like, stretch out your hand and see if there will be darkness. Marcy, why don't you try it? Let's see. Hey, we are not powerful. You see, if you do this these days, they will say you are Obia man. People have become so ignorant of the power of God that when a church is powerful, it has to be something wrong. Yeah, as many people come here, as you come here, you see, the taxi drivers, some of them have all kinds of ideas. They're either saying that it's something bad going on here, the pastor using something, Or some who really understand things say, oh, something good going on in the place. But it is amazing that these days, people do not recognize or acknowledge and cannot really identify with the power of God. Faith. With the power of God. The Bible said that God told Moses, stretch out your hand toward heaven, that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, and even darkness which will be felt. So you see, if we are that powerful, as they kill this Crom Ewing guy, we should stretch forth our hand, let there be darkness over Guyana. I tell you, we just there. Only pick it and go and protest. Hey, let there be darkness over Guyana. Eh? Man, what do you think? Yeah, we have to really let the power of God be seen. On. Otherwise, yeah, people won't see what difference it is. Because people feel they are powerful. And people, in fact, Guyana is a place where people feel they are very, very, very powerful. I tell you, one day, every knee will bow. And every tongue will confess that indeed Jesus, you are Lord. Amen. Verse 22 says that, and Moses stretched forth his hand toward heaven, and there was a thick darkness in all the land of Egypt 3 days. Hey, you say, hey, who did this? Let's go and see the person. Let's go and beg the person so that the darkness will go. Hey, and they say, it was a pastor called Pastor Isan. Hey, yeah, APNU, AFC, all of the people will come to Pastor Isan. They say, please bring back the light. And they say, when you go out of power, then I'll bring back the light. No elections, go, and they will bring the light. They saw not one another, neither rose any from his place for 3 days. But all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. There's always a difference between those who serve God and those who do not serve God. Verse 24, and Pharaoh called unto Moses. The big shots will call us when we demonstrate the power of God. Yeah, as they're talking, they can even talk better than us. Yeah, but when we demonstrate the power, then they'll realize that, no, this thing is different from the talking we talk. Are you with me? So Pharaoh called for Moses and said, go and serve the Lord. Go, now go. I'm tired. Go now and serve the Lord. Only let your flocks and your herds be stayed. Just leave your flocks and your herds. Leave them behind. Tanisha, it was an early morning, isn't it? Leave your flock behind, isn't it? Let your little ones also go with you. You take your children, but leave your cows, leave your sheep, leave your goat, leave your pigs, leave your donkeys. Leave them. Just go with your children. Verse 25. And Moses said, you must give us also sacrifices and burnt offerings that we may sacrifice unto the Lord our God. Verse 26. He goes on to say, our cattle also shall go with us. We are not leaving our cattle behind. It's not only human beings. He said, there shall not even a hoof be left behind. You know the shoes of the. He said, not even the shoes. We are not leaving the shoes behind. And he said, for thereof, of this, of the cattle, of the sheep, thereof, of this must we take to serve the Lord, our God. And we know not with what we must serve the Lord until we come there. So we are saying that you can't serve God. This is a model of the people of God coming to the presence of the Lord. You can't come into the presence of the Lord empty-handed. You can't come to church without money. You have to come to church with money. Yeah, because you spend money to come. And you must spend money whilst you are here. And you must spend money when you are going. Yeah, all your activities about God must involve money. Because you cannot serve God alone. It's something that you and I need to understand. You cannot serve God alone. You serve God with money. You serve God with your household. Those of you who have children in your house, you leave them and you come to church. You are not a good parent. You are an irresponsible parent. Yeah, once they live in your house, they must come. Yeah, unless you are of age, when they decide that I don't want to go, that's fine. But when you are underage, you have to pull them to the church. Yeah, because you are the boss of the house. And if you do it, sometimes by the time they are of age, they will still continue on that road. Because the Bible says, train a child the way he should go. And when he's grown, he will not depart from it. So what we start with, you see, we start with them early and then they continue in it. Otherwise, when they get big and they are bad, now you want to change. They're a very old tree. You cannot bend an old tree. It's very, very difficult. The hair. So when they are big, now you are asking, oh, Oh, why are you going to church? You go to church. No, you didn't take them to Sunday school. Mm-hmm. So you can't serve God alone. You can't go to heaven and let your child go to hell. It's not nice. Whilst you are smiling, then you see that she's punishing. You see, and it wouldn't be nice because we'll see those in hell. You see those in hell. Yeah. Lazarus saw the rich man. That's all pictures of for us to understand what happens in eternity. Lazarus and Abraham, they saw the rich man in hell. In fact, the rich man spoke to them. Because in heaven, you don't need a microphone. You don't need a speaker. You can speak here and somebody in Linden will hear. Yeah. There's no distance in the spirit. Yeah, there's no distance in the spirit. Did you know that? In the spirit, there's no distance. Yeah. In the spirit realm, there's nothing like, I'm in Isla Penitence and you are in Babies. No, in the spirit, there's no... Yeah, from here to Babies, it's like that. Pah, you are in Babies. There's easy cry. In the spirit, concrete cannot prevent spirit. Angel can come here even if you have locked the door or not. They defy natural principles because they are spiritual beings. Are you with me? You know, so we serve God with our money. And I've said that, you know, we are teaching and we are learning that you serve God with money in different ways. Your offering. Is that Trisha? What a shark. Is that your sister too? What a double shark. What a wow. Where's Patricia? Beautiful Patricia. Bebe. So you spend money in different ways in the church. We're encouraging you to give thanksgiving offerings. When it comes to thanksgiving offerings, there are different shapes and shades. Just like when you have a color, you have the light blue, you have the navy blue, you have the sky blue, you have the black blue and deep blue, all kinds of blue, black, all kinds of things we have. In a similar way, when it comes to offerings, there are different types of offerings. You get it? So thanksgiving offering is general. Your birthday, don't only ask for prayers. Don't only cook food and eat. You must give an offering to the Lord for taking care of you. You are lucky and you are blessed that at this your age, you don't have cancer. Somebody of your age a while ago had cancer. I tell you, all kinds of cancer of the bone, cancer of the blood, cancer of the eye, cancer of everywhere. But you are blessed. You don't have nothing. And you are celebrating your birthday. You want to go to, when is even church day, you are going out. Yeah, who's that? What a wow. Yeah. It's church day. Instead of celebrating your birthday in the church, you're going out. Yeah. It's too fantastic. Yeah, you go. And all of this, God just still shows you mercy. And you don't want to give thanks. And you don't give thanks with your mouth. You give thanks with something. That's how you do it. So thanksgiving offerings, your birthdays, wedding anniversaries, you know, you get yourself into something and God delivers you. You give thanks with an offering. That's how you spend your money. You worship God with your money. Money is not supposed to be something that controls us. We are supposed to be the ones who control money, and we must channel that power we have under the lordship of Jesus Christ. You see, the reason why we get a lot of shooting this is because you have people who have power, but they have not submitted the power. They don't have control over the power. Do you understand it? Yeah, they have power. They have the gun, but they themselves don't have control over the gun. The gun rather is having control over them. Now, I think it was Friday. I was on Wolford Avenue. I think I was taking my daughter to school. And there's a place there they're practicing some, they're doing some game, some shooting game. Lord, what was it again? Paintball. They have some place there where they were shooting and all of that. I disagree with that thing. I disagree. In a country where people are lawless and people don't know how to control themselves, you can't let people get into this thing of pa 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 pa, pa like that. Even look at America. America can be an example to you that people don't have control over guns. The gun rather has control over the people. So anything, I don't give my son a toy gun. Oh, then he will not have anything. One day somebody bought a toy gun for him. I said, some of these people are ignorant. You can't buy a toy gun for my son. He should not be getting himself familiarized with a gun. Until when it gets to a point, then he wants a real one to use it. You train a child the way he should go, and when he grows, he will not depart from it. So if you buy toy guns for him, it's the same thing. When he grows, he will not depart from guns. It's also correct in the other way also. Yeah. So I'm saying that, you know, so you have to have control over money. What happens is that we are Christians. Jesus is Lord over our lives, but Jesus is only Lord over our lives, and our money is not under the Lordship of Jesus. So we are not able to use our money to serve God. The money rather talks to us and say, you giving 1,000 to the church? Girl, something wrong with you. Yeah. It's the pastor. You giving money to the pastor? Yes, the other day, somebody was telling me that at their office, there was a lady who was saying that, oh, I don't know what came up. And the lady said, oh, you know that pastor, the African pastor, who printed 12,000 tickets for barbecue? I hear he got 100 acres on the East Bank. And they are talking about me in their office. Yeah, I said, what? The man got money, he buy 100 acres of East Bank. Oh, I'll be excited. You see, if the church money was coming to my pocket, you will see it. Oh, I'll come here with a helicopter, I tell you. You will see it. When I come, like, I won't come. You will not come and meet me here. I'll wait whilst you are seated like this, and then I'll come. And I'll blow the sand. All right. I'll get out. My red shoe, shining red shoe. Yeah. And when I enter the church, everybody must stand up before I come and say, all right. And Prince will be holding my briefcase. Yeah, when I'm coming like that. Yeah. When I enter the church. Yeah, when I enter, I don't sit down. I go straight. Huh? And I open my computer right here. Computer, yeah. I have my gold ring, fat one. I have my gold chain. Yeah. I have my gold teeth. Yeah. Oh, I have money. I don't know what to do with it. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. And if you work at the airport, you see my wife and children traveling all the time. Oh, yeah. They go to New York for shopping. They go Friday. They are back Sunday night. Cry. Oh, if the church money was coming to my pocket, you will see it. Yeah. Yeah. You see it. I rent a house. And the things in the house is for the owner. I don't have anything in the house. I have my bags and my children and my family. That's what I have in the house. Yeah. Tables, chairs, everything belongs to the person who owns the house. So if she says I should move today, I move without anything. Yeah. If the money was my own, oh, please. Yeah. I won't drive one car. Prince. And I'll get one land for Prince next to me. Yeah. If you want to see me, you have to go to and talk to Prince first. Yeah. My public relations officer. Yeah. No, I won't drive one car. One big bus like that. No. I want to carry everybody one time. How can you buy one car to take everybody? No, you have to get three. Mm-hmm. So my wife has one, and then the children, they are not old to drive. So I get a driver for them. I said, Lord, is any time you want to go anywhere, take them, get wherever she wants, take her to school, pick her up. Okay, go and wait for when she finishes lesson, bring her home. Have my car. I will have two for myself. I'll give my wife one. She'll have one. She'll get a small one. Special. Hey, Charlene. Yeah. And I get a big one, a heavy four-wheel drive. Yeah. Shining. Yeah. When I come here, anytime I come here, they have to wash the car. Yeah. Every time I come, I pack it, they wash it. They amorel, shine the tires. Yeah. Cry. Ish. 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 And I walk differently. I walk like how I'm walking. You have not seen somebody that money is controlling. I will walk differently. Yeah. And my chair will be different. When you come, the chair that, you see the chair, it's the same thing. In fact, if somebody doesn't tell you that this is where I sit, you will come and sit there. The chair is the same. Go to other churches, you see that the pastor's chair is different. Some of them is a throne. Oh, big chair. Sometimes it's a suite from Guram Roops. Right there on stage. Ah, Kisun. I have one shoe. Black shoe. Because it works everywhere. You will not even notice it. People don't normally, you don't look down, you look up. So down also is not so important. Mm-hmm. Oh, so we are talking about the fact that you must actually control money. It is something you use to serve God. You see, but what has happened also is that people have not trusted churches and pastors because of how some people, even though they were called by God, they don't know how to handle finances. You see, that's a weakness. You can't blame people too much. If you never educated yourself or went to school properly, you become a pastor, it will affect you. It will affect the way you do things. So the church money will be your money also. But the church money is not my money. If you see me at the bank, it's not the church money I'm going for. I'm going for my own money. Don't you have a bank account? So meet you if I have a bank account, is that a problem? And when you see me at the bank, you say, you're coming for the church money. No, I'm going to my own personal account. Yeah, it's normal. Yeah. So because of that, the bank, because of that, I like the driving. I don't like to be seen in the bank. Yeah, because I don't know what somebody's thinking. So I like the driving. So when like Scotia like this, they moved the human beings from the driving. It wasn't nice because you could do all your transactions there. Now it's a machine you have to talk to. And they give you a particular amount. So if you want more, you have to go inside. I find that very un-customer service. Non-customer. It's bad. I should be able to go to the driving and do everything I want to do. The church money doesn't come to me. So just in case you are thinking that, oh, look at the pastor. What? Enough people. If he's preaching about tithe, if everybody's going to give a tithe of 2,000 every month, what a man rich! You don't know our light bill. You don't know our light bill. Even though the light is still not bright, you don't know our light bill. You don't know what we need. You don't know what we want. Yeah? We're doing things. We have other branches. They need chairs. They need microphones. They need speakers. They bring offering of $1,000, $800. $800 can buy a microphone and speakers from America. Yeah, and then when you have a child also, you have to take care of the child until the child is grown. So all the churches that we've started, we have to take care of them to an extent until they are able to also, stand on their feet and they have a certain amount that at least you can do something with it. And then before you realize, they say, we've got a land, we've got a place, can we want to buy a house? Do you get it? So serving God comes with serving God with your money. And I'm saying that we are looking at tithe because you can choose to give an offering or not. That's a choice. Even though when you give an offering, you will be blessed. And I encourage you to give an offering. But tithe is something that you give to God without, even if you don't understand, it's okay. You must pay. I say, even if you don't understand, it's okay. You must pay tithe. And we don't throw tithe. You throw something you don't want. We pay tithe. We pay. First and best, we don't throw. If you throw, it's like, you throw something to God. You give it to God. You don't throw it to God. What do you think? Uh-huh. So in all our creoles, sometimes you must really think about what we are saying, whether it's respectful or not. You get it? So we give offering to God. Or we pay our tithe. We don't throw. It's not good to throw money at somebody. When Judas went to give back the 30 pieces of silver, he said, I don't want it. So he threw it on the ground like that. Fling it like that. No, you don't fling money to God. You give. Nicely prepared. I know a lady who, used to be in the church. Sometimes she would give me an offering. It was very interesting that anytime she gives me an offering in an envelope, it will be new notes. I took notice of that. Yeah. She never gave me something on my birthday or Christmas with a note that is tired. Yeah, and it looks as if she really takes her time to look out for the neat ones because it's like she's presenting it to the pastor. Hey, it's something else. But some of us, we don't even think about that. Yeah, we start, some of you bring counterfeit to the church even. Yeah, we find counterfeit all the time in the offering. Whether you know it or you don't know it, we get counterfeit. If you know it, it's powerful. If you don't know it, it's also powerful. Yeah, but we get counterfeit. In another country, they would have come to the church to arrest us because we are presenting counterfeit at the bank. Yeah, because of you. Do you get it? Yeah. This is not fantastic. Yeah. I also notice a particular individual also, anytime there's something like that, birthday, that person will give only US dollars. I mean, you could feel. I could feel when I opened the card, sometimes there's no name. I could feel that this thing, somebody has taken upon themselves, Pepe, are you there, to just give US dollars all the time. Not Guyanese dollars. It's too fantastic. So when it comes to God, there are certain things that you must be very particular about. And the tithe is one of it. Are you with me? So this morning we are looking at the seven different types of tithe. The first is the tithe of the flocks and herds of sheep and oxen. That's the first. The second is the tithe of the fruits from the fields. A tithe of their fruits, or a tithe of the fruits from the fields. I preach about the first point during the first service so you can get a message. I don't want to repeat. Leviticus chapter 27 and verse 30. He said, this is coming to help those who think that I don't have money and therefore I can't pay tithe. Tithe is not just money. Tithe is very deep. It's very broad. It's very wide. You get it? You may be a student. You may be a student and say, oh, me walk nowhere. No, but you eat. You spend money in school. In fact, you are the permanent customer of that lady who sells pulori. Yeah, custard. Egg bar. When she doesn't see you, say, girl, me see you the other day. Where you there? It's like, because you have not come, business wasn't good for her. So you spend money. Where did that money come from? That money is something that God has made possible for you to receive. And you must tithe, Teresa, you must tithe out of that money. Yeah. So there's a tithe. You have to make sure that any money that comes to you, your mind is that you will worship God with your money. Yeah, we love money so much. When the money comes, we don't want anybody to even know that we have money. Even God, we don't want God to know that we have money. Say, God, no. I don't want to let God know that I have money. God, he sees everything and he knows everything. Yeah, there's some money that God cannot tell you to bring it because that money you put up somewhere quiet. Nobody knows where the money is. Should God come and say, give me that money? You say, what? Not that money. Any money, but not that money. Yeah. I saving up for a motorbike. I can't give to God. I see, you can buy a motorbike and you can get into an accident. Yeah, you can get a motorbike and the motorbike can kill you. So sometimes you're putting up the money to buy something and God says, give it. And you think that God doesn't want you to do well. No, God is trying to save you from dying early. But you see, your mind doesn't go on it. Your mind is to get that. Sometimes you don't know that the getting is going to take you somewhere. And God, who knows tomorrow from today, knows that if you get a motorbike or you get this thing, a year later you die, that same thing will kill you. So he's trying to take you away from it. But no, you are looking around. Everybody has something, so you also want to have something. Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes when you are prevented from getting something that people are getting, you should think about it. Now, if God is a good God, and this is the foundation that all of us should get. God is such a loving God that he will not prevent you from getting anything that is good for you. So then, if you are struggling with something that is good for you, then there's a reason about it that you must actually say, you know what? Lord, I may not understand what this is because I think that this thing will bring some happiness to my life. You know, you don't know about happiness, so. So we must control our money and say, hey, money, look at the man and say, hey, money, you, I'm putting you in the offering, your yellow and black bag, I'm putting you inside. And you better stay inside. Don't talk to me again. I put you right inside there.
Yeah, I'm buying a car today and I put you inside the car and I close you up. And don't bring yourself that I should buy you a shoe. You are not going to buy no shoe. You are going right into the church. I'm going in front. I'm going to kneel down before God and offer you as a sacrifice. Keep quiet. Don't talk to me. Yeah. Talk to the money. That's why God respected Abraham so much that he knew he was going to kill his son. But he was quiet about it. He was saying, you die today. Can you believe it? Karima, can you believe it? What's happening? A breeze. Yeah, how, the man was going to kill his own son. And the boy asked him at a point, he said, Daddy, where's the sacrifice? Where's the sheep? He smiled. He's there. The Lord will provide. Meanwhile, he was going to kill his own son. So there's a certain control that Abraham exercised over his own son where God is concerned. And it's the same thing we are talking about one-tenth of our increase. And it's not just the money you get. If you sell water, maybe you got to pay tithe over the water. Yeah. We need water in the church, don't we? So a tithe of the fruits from the fields or from the land. The Bible says in Leviticus chapter 27 verse 30 that and all the tithe of the land, whether of the seed of the land or of the fruit of the tree, is the Lord's. So you have fruit trees in your yard. Mango, cherries. In fact, you always talk about it, that I have fruit trees. I like fruit trees. You always talk about fruit trees, but God never tastes your fruit trees in his house. Yeah. You'd be surprised that you have to, as a Christian, you have to pay tithe of your fruit trees to God. Don't wait for harvest time to bring. We don't have harvest. Every day is harvest. It's a Penelope. Every day is harvest. Once you harvest it, you bring a tenth of it to the Lord. That's what the Bible says. So you see, God has made it so wide that you cannot have an excuse that I don't work anywhere, so I can't serve God with my substance. You have something. You just didn't know that you have something. Some people, they don't really work, but they have heads of cattle, or they have a head of cattle. They have sheep, they have goats, and they say, I don't work anywhere. What about the goat and the sheep? They give birth, they drop. So you bring one of the droplets. Yeah, you bring a droplet as a tithe to the Lord. Do you get it? So even here, the fruit, the seed of the land, or the fruit of the tree is the Lord's. We must get into the practice of bringing things that you think may not be of any use. It's not about what it is. It's about you having a control over what you have and subjecting it into the power and the hands of God. That is what it is about, including your life. Because our lives are subject to God. That's why we are here this morning. Because Sunday morning we can do all kinds of things. Yeah. Yeah, we could have been sleeping. Yeah. From last night, we went to the rally in Linden. We came late. Yeah, we didn't even come because, you know, Linden was booming. Till late in the night. You know, let me just sleep on the tree. People sleep by the roadside. When they go for town week, they sleep right there on the road. Right there in the tents and things they have. Kala, have you not slept there before? You slept right in the tents right there in the roadside. Yeah, people go. I know a church member, they were selling food one of the Linden town weeks. She was there. They were sleeping in the van. Yeah, like this White Castle and these vans they have that, you know, they sell food from. Yeah, they slept. They worked town week. That whole week, they were sleeping in London by the roadside in the bus or vehicle. And they were selling. And the business is not her own. It's not like my own business, so I'm just trying to get some. No. It's somebody who has employed her. And that's what she's doing. Yeah. So don't say that you can't give it. You can give a tithe. You can give a tithe of something. Of something. I said of something. You can give a tithe of something. Just look a little closer. You realize that, no, this thing that I have, I can give it. It's a fruit. So is God going to eat fruit? That's not your business. Somebody will eat it for God. Yeah, somebody will eat it for God. I tell you, you bring it. And you see that somebody will benefit from it, and God will begin to bless you for channeling your resources into his house and into his kingdom. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
The next thing about tithe, or the next type of tithe, is the tithe of your industries which produce oil, wine, and corn. The tithe of your industries, or the tithe of the industries of the Israelites that brought in oil, wine, and corn. Nehemiah chapter 13 and verse 12. Again, we are saying that this is just a representation of what you produce. Some of you, you make food to sell. Some of you, there are things that you produce. You are like a manufacturing plant. You have a rice farm. If, let's say, you have a rice farm, I'm sure you have that more in the Sikebo and all of the babies and those places. If you have a rice farm, there shouldn't be the lack of rice in the church. Because like first timers like this, who give them rice? Because we have so many bags of rice here that if I, even you, when you are going home, you say, you know what, man, take a little 2 gallons and just take it with you. So it will be a church when you go, they give you rice. Not because the church has money to waste. But just because some people are subjecting the produce that comes out of their business to the church. And the church is being fed. Nobody's going to take any offering to buy any food for anybody. That's not what we do. We consider the money as very sacred, that when it comes into our hands, we have to use it for particular purposes. Yeah. Not that you are broke, so the church should give you money. Why should the church give you money? You are broke. Go to your mother, go to your father, let them give you money. The church is not. Go to the bank and loan. The church is not a financial institution. Are you with me? Many times people get vexed. So I was there and the church didn't give me any money. Well, which money should we give to you? Me, I don't even take the money. How much? Well, if I don't take it, why should we give it to you? Huh? Yeah. Me too, I need money. Where shall I win? Oh, you think I don't need money? I need money. Faith. I need money bad. Yeah, lots of money. Yeah. Lots of money. But I don't have access to the church money. You want it because you come and say, oh, but me too, I can also go and who should I go and cry? Myself. Because I'm the head of the organization. So I should cry to myself so that I'll give myself some of the money, some of the money. Yeah. When it's you, you say, oh, the people don't care about you, the people don't mind you, the people. But when it's me, who do I go to? God. Yeah, God has a bank account I can see. Isn't it? Yeah, Jesus is my Baba. The Bible says they brought all Judah the tithe of the corn and the new wine and oil into the treasuries. That is what the people of Judah, that's what they were producing. Hey, Brother Brian, sometimes I should get some little corned beef and some little something right here in the office. This is a tithe from the shop. Yeah, real man's shop. This is from the shop. This is the produce, the corn, the new wine, and the oil. This is it. The milk. The split peas. They must come to the church with you. Yeah, not just the money that comes out of it. Yeah. Some of you make food and you sell. There must be food. We must be tired. Say, well, where's that food from? So the lady who sells food. Like, ah, this lady. I should bring you food all the time to the church. Whoa, what are we going to do with it? Yeah, we must even try to be tired of the food you cook. When we come in, we smell food. I know who brought it. I know what's going on. She bring food again. Yeah, food for the church. Food for God. Man, tell she not to bring the food again, man. We must do that. And you must be vexed. You must say that. But why pastor stopping me from doing something that I want to do for God? Yeah. The produce. They brought Judah the tithe of the corn and a new wine. Man, the priests were receiving new wine in the church for communion. Now we don't have to buy wine. We don't have to buy wine. We have wine from your factory to use for communion. Because we spend money on wine. We spend money on wine. There's money you give us offering. We spend it again. But if you were to give us wine, we'll have a problem. Your wine is good. It's better than these ones they sell. Yours is holy one. Holy wine. Do you get it? So we are trying to teach you that it's not, the tithe is not just limited to just your money only. There are other things in your life also. I'm sure some of you, you cook and you take it to work, you sell. Some of you sell this cheese straw and all them things at work.
Chicken foot.
Chicken foot and chicken leg. You sell them at work. Yeah, plantain chip. Tamarind bar. Bam and chip. Yeah, metai. Custard. Pumpkin. Broke teeth. All them things you sell. It is apart from your white collar job that you are paid. You have this other thing on the side. And that money, it is not subject to God. Yeah, pineapple, you cut pineapple. Pickle, pickle, isn't it? Pickle. Yeah, pickle. Fruits man. Pointer broom. All of them businesses. We must, you see, you can ask Sister Esther who is in charge of, you know, taking care of the sanctuary. Broom. Sometimes even when you see the broom, you say, hey, what kind of broom is this? Ah, what a broom. Yeah. But you see, broom is something we should easily be able to make. You just go for the tree, isn't it? The palm tree. And then you just take the thing off. Yeah. It's a good thing. We should have broom. When we come here, I say, what was this broom doing here? So, we don't have space for the broom. Tithe of the things you produce. Many of you do things aside your regular job. But it's just your regular job that the tithe comes. The thing, the other one is secret. Say, Lord, this is my offering. That one is for me. Yeah. Yeah. You see, even let me just jump into box hand. I don't think I've spoken about box hand before. I don't remember talking about it. But you see, even the box hand, if I were you, I would pay a tithe over it. Because somebody could have run away with the money. I tell you. Yeah. No, to give money to somebody, especially an unbeliever, you do box hand with. And then at the end of the 6 weeks or 2 months, you get this 100,000. And then this one is like, but I paid my tithe. This is money I give after I pay my tithe. You see, you are calculating with God now. Something could have happened to the person who holds the box. And then, now the person is dead or the person is nowhere to be found. And you can't find you money. Ah, you're taking it for granted, isn't it? So when you draw box hand, I've seen a car on the road, they've written in front of the box money. I said, maybe the guy did box hand to buy the car. Ah, don't buy a car that will kill you. Because it's like, you have settled with God already, but this money... It's me sweat. Me back. This is me back. This is not God's boss. I've given my offerings. I've paid my tithe. This one here, this 120 I have draw. That's for me. I have plans for it. I'm going to pay for my land. Yeah. You can pay for your land. You may never have money to pay the rest. No, God cannot. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. So anything that comes out of your activities that benefits or is supposed to go to benefit you, you have to be very careful about it in giving honor to God in it, subjecting. You see, and one of the things about tithe, and I want to close with this, is that when you pay your tithe, what you are giving to God, the Bible says that if the first fruit is holy, then the lump will also be holy. What it means is that if I take the tenth, one tenth out of it and give it to God, it means that God has also declared the rest holy. No, and so if I have a business and I have to give something out of the business, Shanice, are you there? I have to give something out of the business to make my business holy. Why should I struggle with God? Then when something is holy, you don't joke with it, you know. If something is holy, when you touch it, you can easily die. I tell you, when something is holy and you misuse it or you misappropriate it, you can easily die. One day somebody was talking about a vision they had. God took them to heaven. And they saw a pastor in hell crying. So it was only church money. It's only church money I used. It's only church money. He said, hey! The guy has gone into hell because he used church money. Can you believe it? You know you can go to hell if you misuse it, because the money of the church is a holy money. Yeah, even though it's in a bank account, it's in the bank, it is, you know, secular people are handling it. It is holy. God's name is on the money. The money has been taken in the name of God. In his name. And once you do that, he comes upon it. So you can't go and take it and put it in your pocket. You can't go and take it. It's just like the golden vessels that Belshazzar went to take and he drank from it with his girlfriends. That thing was dedicated to God. There were golden vessels dedicated to God by Solomon in the temple. And you conquered the Jerusalem. You took those golden vessels. Your father did that. Now your father is not alive. You take those golden vessels that were dedicated to God. Whether they are in the temple or not, it's still God's money. It's still God's money. So sometimes, you see, people don't fear God. We say, oh, this money we are collecting, you hold on to the money. We are collecting money for something, we say, hold on to it. We are collecting money for something, we say, hold on to it. And we say, oh, you are a pastor of a church, you are in a church home, the offering, hold on to it. And then they borrow from the money to put it back. It is collected in the name of God. Whether it is in your pocket, whether it's in your house, wherever it is, the name on it is very, very important. And if you give a tenth of whatever produce, whether it's from the corn, the wine, or the oil, you declare the rest also as special. Once you have given it to God, God will not allow the rest to be misused or mismanaged or to be abused. But if you don't give a tenth out of it, then the rest is also not holy. Anything can happen to it. That's why sometimes your money, when it comes, you don't see where it goes. Because there are hungry demons ready to cause you to misuse your money. But if you give money to God, if you give a tenth, then it comes in his power and it protects that which you have. So that the devourer, neither the destroyer, will take anything out of what you have. Can I have an amen? Stand to your feet. My time is up. Hallelujah. We'll continue next week. Amen. Let's close your eyes with me as we pray.
Father, this morning, thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for speaking to us. Thank you for teaching us. I know our lives will never, never be the same again. I give you praise and I give you glory. In Jesus' name. You are here this morning, you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You want to say, Pastor, please pray with me. I know in my heart that if I were to die right now, I will go to hell. I am not sure whether I will go to heaven, but I know as for hell, I am sure I'm the first candidate for hell. You don't know your destination when you die. Pastor, please pray with me. I want to give my heart to Jesus. If you are here like that, I want to pray with you. Just lift up your right hand and I'll do so. Pastor, please pray with me. I want to go to heaven when I die. God bless you. I see that hand. God bless you. Your right hand up high. Pastor, please pray for me. I want to receive Jesus. I want to be born again. If you are here like that, just your right hand up high. God bless you. I see that hand. If you lifted up your hand and you are serious, come to me in the front. I want to pray with you. Come. Come to me. You lifted up your hand. Come.
Jesus is calling. His grace will be
God bless you. Clap for them as they come.
God
bless you.
God
bless you. God bless you. Come. Come to Jesus.
Into the mercy.
God bless you. Come, son.
He said that I could come into his presence without fear. Into the holy place where his mercy hovers near.
Wow, just close your eyes with me. I'm trusting God that as you pray this prayer, that you'll be very, very committed to the prayer you're praying. And that from today, you are going to take God serious. You're going to come to church. You're going to find a Bible and then read it. You're going to pray all the time. You're going to live the Christian life. I'm trusting God that as you pray this prayer, spiritually, you're going to move from darkness into light. Your life will never be the same again. Pray this prayer with me. I want the church to join in as we pray together. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins.
Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with all my heart that Jesus Christ died for me. I confess Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and make my heart your home. I believe with all my heart that by this simple prayer, I have been saved from hell. I am born again, and my name is written in the book of life. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for saving my soul. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful preaching of God's Word. For more information on the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at lciguiana@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.lighthousechapelguiana.org. God richly bless you.